Monday. Welcome to the Because He Lives radio broadcast, brought to you by Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. I'm Brother Damien Roach, and I have the privilege of serving at the Western Lake Church of the Nazarene. This year, I'm also serving as a camp director for our district youth camp themed Christ Lake. It will be held from August the 24th to the 30th at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp, Jezreel St. Philip. So if you're between the ages of 12 to 18, you're interested in registering for our sleeping camp, why not register? Why not join us? Remember, it's from August the 24th to the 30th at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp, Jezreel St. Philip. You can register online. You can contact your local Nazarene church for more details, or you can email us at district.nyi.sec@gmail.com. This year at camp, we're focusing on Jesus, who he is and what he came to do, the person and the works of Jesus Christ. And each day we'll explore powerful truths that Jesus says about himself in the Gospel of John, helping us to better understand him and learn how to live more like him. We want to be able to know him so that we can serve him the way that we should. Themes from I Am the Living Word to I Am the Resurrection will be revealed each day and share something special about the nature and identity of Jesus and his mission. In addition, we will focus on spiritual habits that will help us to walk closely with God. Things like prayer, Bible reading, worship, learning to listen to God's voice. These are not just something for our granny to do. These are spiritual tools for each believer, young and old alike. And the more that we experience and practice these spiritual disciplines from our youth, the stronger we can grow in God when we serve him wholeheartedly. There will also be opportunities for youth to participate and be introduced to youth quiz teaching sessions that deal with practical aspects of Christian growth. And on top of that, campers will take on chores and responsibilities, learning how to lead and to serve in action. They'll also get the opportunity to participate in a group creative arts project, working together to reflect what they have learned about Christ through art, drama, and music. So at Nazarene Youth Camp, you'll have a chance to grow in your relationship with God, be able to build strong friendships, and discover more of what it means to live for Christ. Just like a jeweler. Imagine a jeweler. He has his scope and he's examining a beautiful diamond. Picture that. Every facet of the diamond he examines to appreciate its beauty, to allow the light to catch it. That's the same way we want to be able to examine Jesus. We want to be able to look at him from every angle. We want to know about his nature, his words to us, his actions, so that we can worship him in spirit and in truth. And we know that Jesus is open to examination. I'm reminded of when Jesus, he appears to the disciples, and particularly Thomas mentioned that he would not believe until he saw Jesus for himself. Jesus did not shy away from inspection or examination, but he allowed Thomas to examine him, to show him where the nail prints were, to allow him to touch his side and see that it was really him. This same Jesus is open to examination, stands up to all of the skeptics and the criticisms, and boldly looks at us and shows us who he is. But the question is, are we willing to examine him for who he is? Or will we allow hearsay to dictate what we think about Jesus? Let's seek to examine and understand who he truly is and may that examination lead to worship. Now, when I was seeking God's direction for our camp this year, the Lord impressed on my heart a familiar yet powerful image from Scripture. That image became the logo for our youth camp, the lion and the lamb. So our logo for our camp this year is that of half the face of a lion, half the face of a lamb, with a crown of thorns on its head. And that symbol comes directly out of Revelation chapter 5. And in Revelation chapter 5, a scene is set in heaven. The Apostle John, having a revelation from God, a door opens in heaven, and he comes in to see what is taking place, and he's transported into the heavenly courtroom, the throne room, if you will, of God. John recognizes that something is about to happen. He realizes that the ever-living one, the Almighty God, has a scroll, and that scroll has seven seals, and a mighty angel cries out, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" Now gathered around the throne of God are the four living creatures. They are the 24 elders and thousands upon thousands of angelic hosts. The Almighty holds the scroll sealed with seven seals. And when the angel asks this question, it produces sorrow in John's heart. Why is this apostle sorry? In fact, he is in a place where the majestic one is holding a scroll. He can see a beautiful vision of the heavenly realm. What is producing such sorrow and weeping in his heart? Well, he weeps because no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth is found worthy to open the scroll. You may ask, what's the big deal? It's just a scroll. But this scroll represents the culmination of history, the redemption of creation, and the destiny of God's people. Without someone to open the scroll, all hope seems lost. It is in this moment that the truth of every human comes to be reckoned. In every man's heart, he knows he himself is not worthy. And this truth comes to John as well. We are powerless to save ourselves. No technological advancement, no social program, no academic achievement can address the spiritual condition of the human heart. None of us is worthy. And even if we were not born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we still would not be worthy, because the scripture tells us that no one in heaven, no one on earth, and no one under the earth could open the scroll except one. There is only one who was found worthy. And in fact, one of the 24 elders came to John and told him, "Do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Only one worthy. Only one worthy. There are many people today telling us that all we need is more time for better technology to understand the mysteries of the universe and to advance as a human species. They tell us that we can become a multi-planetary species, and that we can have our destiny in the stars. But the scriptures tell us something quite different. It tells us that our greatest problem is not lack of opportunity. It is sin, and that we cannot get past our sinful nature But that sinful nature is the thing that leads to our demise and destruction. No matter how much we advance in technology, in thinking, we will not be able to get past the moral problem of our wretched and sinful hearts. There's only one worthy. John looks when he hears the elders' comments. He probably looks to see a lion. But when he looks, instead he sees a lamb looking as though it had been slain. How can a lamb that looks as though it had been slain be seen as worthy? How can it be? One would think a lamb being meek would be weak and not be able to open a scroll that is held by the Almighty God. Why a lamb? But this is no ordinary lamb. The lion of the tribe of Judah refers to Jesus. He is the root of David. And he has triumphed. He has conquered the grave. He has conquered sin and death because he lived a perfect life, a life we could not live. He died in our place and he rose again. And he is the acceptable sacrifice. He is the lamb slain before the foundations of the world. He is the worthy one. Where he failed, he succeeded. And when John sees this lamb, there is an eruption of worship. The lamb approaches the throne and takes the scroll, and all heaven erupts. They say, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seven seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." The chorus continues to build. Multitudes of angels say, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And finally, all persons in heaven, on earth, under the earth, in the sea, the Bible tells us that they say to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The Lamb is given the worship that God is given, because it is said to him who sits on the throne, the ever-living one, and to the Lamb, the one who died in our place, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. This is the Christ we preach. This is the Christ we worship. The Lion and the Lamb. The Word made flesh. The risen King. The same Jesus who washed his disciples' feet. And the one who rose triumphantly from the grave. He said, "Know that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Our theme, Christ-like, challenges you not just to admire Jesus, but to imitate him. It challenges you to know him, not through second-hand knowledge or what somebody else said about him, but through faith. Through coming to a knowledge of the truth and putting their trust in him for themselves. Many rely on a mother or grandmother's faith in difficult times, but they never begin their own journey. They never have a burden in their own hearts to know Christ for themselves. Others attend church and even make decisions for Christ, but their understanding of who he is remains vague and superficial. Others see church as just a place of community service. And they come, they participate, they sing the songs, but they never resonate with what it really means. Now is an opportunity for us to come face to face with the risen Christ as he reveals who he says he is about himself through his word. No longer vague or superficial, we have an opportunity to come close to him. At camp, we're inviting youth to take a closer look at Jesus through his word, his actions, and come to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want them to see the Savior not only in the pages of the scripture, but alive in their lives. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. There is a trustworthy saying deserving full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Only God could solve man's real problem. And the good news is, he has. Camp Christlake is one more opportunity for young people to encounter that truth, to embrace it fully, and to begin to live it out. Let us pray. Father and God, Lord, we are grateful for this wonderful opportunity to come before you and to say to you, Lord, we are unworthy, but you, Lord, are worthy. We are grateful that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and to take the punishment, Lord, that we rightly deserve. We are grateful, Heavenly Father, that he overcame the grave, and that he is risen, and that he sits in heavenly places. We are grateful, Heavenly Father, that he is the only one who is worthy to open the scroll. We are thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus, and we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would pour your Holy Spirit out upon us, transform us, that we may be made in the image of Jesus Christ, that we will be transformed by beholding him. Do a mighty work in our hearts, Heavenly Father, even across the airwaves right now. Draw youth to yourself, calling them to come back. We are in a dark time where many young people are turning away from you, and many do not know you. Breathe upon us, Lord. Breathe upon us again, and transform our hearts so that you would have the honor, the glory, and the majesty, and that you would ransom many people to yourself. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Creation groaning, is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this?
Judah, who conquered the grave, he was David.
Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those He loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is He worthy? Is He worthy?